Bucks Uncensored is brought to you by Bricado's Sandwich Shop, 5021 East Columbus Drive in Ybor City, home of the best devil crabs in town. When you go by there, and I know you will, don't forget to try that devil crab. Bucks Uncensored is also brought to you by Sports Legends Bar and Grill, home of one of the best draft parties this area, Tampa Bay, has ever seen. We took the roof off that mother. Phenomenal food. It's all fresh, and it's the only place in Tampa where you can eat like a legend and drink like a champ. It's at the corner of US 19 and Drew in Clearwater. Sports Legends Bar and Grill, where you can eat like a legend. This is a real movement of real people. You can't stop this movement. You can tell us to cool it or else it's not going to work. We're self-sustaining.
You see how we play as a family. You see what we do as a family. I can't feel my face and the answer is unequivocally yes.
Bucks Uncensored.
I'm tired of getting disrespected. Yeah. I'm tired of low expectations. I know what we're about. Yeah. I know what we're about. Yeah. I know how great we are. Let's keep stacking them W's and let's do it as a family.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
More happy. Let's get it.
Let's go, Bucks! Let's go, Bucks! Let's go, Bucks!
It's Wednesday. It is Bucks Uncensored Podcast Day. Justin Pulaski, the commish, fellow stick carrier, and just ready. So many good things are happening right now. It's a bit overwhelming for all of us. Very excited to share what I got to do on Tuesday night. I won't give you all the details, but you're going to want to know at least a little bit of what happened when I was invited to One Buck Place on Tuesday night. Did get a chance to watch Hard Knocks. Love the chants, love hearing the fans. And again, that's what this movement is about, is just knowing. And I loved when I saw the beginning of Hard Knocks and they were going through it. I didn't realize how bad that Friday practice was. And apparently it was brutal. The players weren't playing well. It was hot. And then we showed up that Saturday, and guess what happened? This is what I'm talking about. Dirk Cutter unloads on his team on Friday. They're dragging. They're making mistakes. Things are bad. It's hot. Saturday rolls around. We bring the energy in the stands, and guess what? They had an amazing practice that Saturday. Now think about that for a moment. And what have I been saying? There's nothing more demoralizing to a player when you come out of the locker room, you see either empty seats or fans from the other team. We have a chance to change that right now. And that is your prime example. When that team comes out of the locker room, they're not only going to see their own team's fans, but we are going to be loud as fuck. Loud. I mean, I've got so much, and I feel like I'm teasing so many major announcements, but it feels like with every day that goes by, I get approached and agree to things that, I mean, I've got, I want to get into the Aguayo stuff a little bit more from Hard Knocks as well. But let me just tell you what we've got. We're going to probably announce our plans for tailgate parties next week. And there is a very, very strong possibility, maybe even 99.999% chance, that we do tailgate parties for every single home game. That's all I'm going to tease you with. Won't give you any more details. I also, in bouncing ideas off of people I trust within the state carriers, outside of the state carriers. Because remember, the state carriers aren't a fan group per se. The state carriers, what it is, it's a way of life. And it's hopefully an opportunity to unite all Bucks fans, right? Because we look across and it's, you got the Buckaholics and you got this Buccaneer invasion and you got what the Buck and you got this and you got that. Maybe rather than us all being separate, we all come together because we all have the same goal. We all want the same thing. And so I have reached out to many different people about what we can do on game day. How can we bring the energy we had at the training camp takeover and bring it into Raymond James Stadium? And I'll say it right now. If we were able to bring that type of environment to a fucking practice, the whole point behind the training camp takeover was to put the stick carriers on the map, to let not only this area know what is brewing and what is building and what they can be a part of, but also what the nation can get ready for, what the rest of the NFL can get ready for. But most importantly, it was to give a taste to the players of what they can expect of their fan support this season. Gone are the days where we sit on our hands and we don't make noise inside that stadium. That shit's done. We're building a badass fan base to build a badass home field advantage for our badass football team. Period. There is no debating that. And so, how can we continue to let our team know what's in store for the regular season? I know we've got a game coming up Thursday night against the Jaguars. I get it. It's on the road. But perhaps we follow up, and a lot of people have asked me, are we doing a training camp takeover on Saturday? We are not. We are not. And the reasoning behind that is I don't want it to take away from that event. Because I'm not looking at this as a one-year thing or a two-year thing. I'm looking at this 5-10 years down the road. Because I truly think that this could be something very special for the Buccaneers as an organization and for all of us as fans. And if we continue to grow this positive movement in the right direction, then why would it not sustain for that long? And if it's going to sustain for that long, we have to have these type of major events that occur throughout the course of the year that we can build up to. I am in by no means telling anyone to not go to camp. I want everyone to go to camp. Be as loud as you can. Be loud just like the takeover. We're just not going to have an official takeover. There will be one a year. There'll be one draft party a year. There's going to be away game watch parties for every single away game. There's going, hopefully, to be tailgate parties for every single home game. These are events that we are planning. There is a lot going on behind the scenes. Had an hour-long conference call with a charity that revolves around a prominent Buccaneer player today. I mean, all of these things are happening at the same time. We are being approached by major companies that want to be a part or host or just be a part of this movement. We are going to give back to the community. We are going to give back to charity. We are going to create such an environment in that stadium that Buccaneer games become an event again. We are going to make it like it's going to be so cool to go to Bucs games. Most of you understand I was there. I have been there. I have gone to every game. You go to games and they, for some reason, and I'll get into my conversations I had at One Buc Place tonight. I won't give it too many details, but after the Bucs won the Super Bowl and it just slowly went downhill, it just became more of a hassle to go to Bucs games than an event. And at that same time, the Rays exploded. They went to the postseason. The Lightning exploded with all of their fan interest and whatnot. And the Buccaneers lagged behind. This movement was not something that the Buccaneers would be able to do. It needed to be organic. It needed to be a grassroots effort. And it, quite frankly, it needed to be lucky. Dirk Cutter gave us the saying, and all we did was run with it. Because I think it spoke deep down to each and every one of us. We needed that. While he was saying it to his team, it felt like he was saying it to each and every one of us. And I think all at the same time we said, you know what? Yes. Enough is enough. He wants his team to carry a big motherfucking stick. Well, guess what? His fans are going to carry that big motherfucking stick as well. So I will, next week will be a big week. We'll unveil partnerships. We'll unveil tailgate party details. We will also unveil some of the game day ideas that I have. And that my team of leaders has, from Christian to Harold to Sammer, guys that have been really assisting, especially with the accelerated growth that this movement has seen. It's a lot. And we're all donating our time to make sure that this is, and it's a lot of time, that this is all run properly. And so we've got big plans on the way, but those are some of the announcements you can expect next week. But as I was talking about the takeover, we had a training camp takeover. Wildly successful. The players loved it. The coaches love it. And trust me when I tell you this, it has been the talk of One Buc Place from before it occurred and ever since. Ever since. So how can we continue to let our team know, let the players know, that we will be supporting them and building a home field advantage like they've never seen before inside that stadium? How do we do it? Perhaps, and I'm going to make this a challenge to each and every one of you, but perhaps we take back our stadium. Well, what do you mean? I mean, fuck all these fans that come in from other cities the Bears, the Giants, the Patriots, these early home games. It's time that we take back our stadium. And to show our team that we are going to do that, see, one practice maybe wasn't enough. But we made our mark that practice. Perhaps the next thing we need is the stick carrier preseason takeover. The Bucks' first home game is Saturday night, August, I believe it's 26th. And thanks, calendar, for not there. We go. Yes, August 26th. Bucks, Browns. Bucks, Browns. Saturday night. I know it's a preseason game, and I know it's easy for some of you to say, eh. Well, if you have season tickets, you've already got the tickets. If we were able to make a fucking practice that exciting and that electric, we damn sure can do the same thing for a preseason football game. I'm ready. I am asking right now for the Joes of JoeBucksFan.com to be on board. Preseason takeover. This is the season. You know what? The Bucks like to throw out their slogans. Bucks Life, Siege the Day, whatever. This is our slogan as stick carriers for 2017. This is the year we take back our stadium. Take back our stadium. And to show that we mean business, to show that we're not taking any shit anymore, preseason takeover. Preseason takeover. We will coordinate events. We will march into Raymond James Stadium together. Yeah, I know it's a preseason game. We will march in together. We will be loud. We will all, I don't want to give away too many details, but just trust me, this is a game that you're going to want to plan on being. It's a Saturday. You're going to want to plan on being there early. We will meet, we will march, we will sit, we will cheer, and we will all be together. But our seats are all over the stadium. Just understand, just listen to Monday's podcast. Monday's podcast, I will give details on our preseason takeover, game week, the first home game of 2017. We need to not only make our mark, we need to send a message to our team that this is the year Bucks fans take back their own stadium. I'm ready. Are you? Last thing on Hard Knocks. Last thing on Hard Knocks. I love Jason Light as a general manager. CBS Sports had the thing that the Glazers were the ones who actually pushed for Roberto Aguayo. Whether that's true or not, I don't know. Whether Jason Light was the one who made the decision or not, I don't know. I'll tell you one thing, though. When Jason Light sat in that chair and he said that it would be a bigger mistake to keep Aguayo than to release him, that speaks volumes. In an era, as I spoke about on the last podcast, in an era where general managers have bigger egos than they've ever had before, and those egos prevent them from cutting ties with players who might not be carrying their own weight because the investment of a high draft pick is just too much for them to be able to check their ego at the door to make that bold move. Jason Light says, fuck it, I don't care. And he also says, I'm going to keep making bold moves. You have to. You're not gonna bat 1,000. Hell, you're lucky. You're not gonna bat 500. Mark Domenech did not hit on any third, fourth, fifth, sixth, or seventh round draft picks. Any. And I can go through and name Kevin Pamphill, Quan Alexander. I mean, the list goes on and on for what Jason Light has done in those middle rounds. Mark Domenech didn't hit on any. And he sees something that's not working and he says, no, it's a bigger mistake for us to keep him. As I said, Roberto Aguayo had become deflating to the entire organization. They had to make the move. Jason Light knew it. Dirk Cutter knew it. And they did not waste any time. I give congratulations to both of them. Because most general managers stick with their second round pick from a year ago. And that second round pick cost them football games, leading to losses, which in turn leads to a general manager being fired. I think the right move was made. And I think Nick Folk is the type of veteran who has been there, done that. Might not be the best kicker in the NFL, but he's a reliable kicker. And that might be all the Buccaneers need right now with what they've got offensively and defensively. On Tuesday night, Tuesday evening, I was invited to One Buck Place. I don't want to go into too many details. I met with some important people within the Buccaneers organization. They were very nice. I can tell you this, that building, and I thought it before, and I had heard it before, and people had told me before, but standing in that lobby at One Buck Place and having these people tell me how much the stick carrier movement has meant to the organization already was heartfelt. It was, gave me goosebumps. They are embracing us like they've never embraced maybe their fans before. We had great conversations. We did. We talked about the Rays. We talked about the Lightning. We talked about the last 10 years, 10 plus years. I mean, you could go all the way back to the Super Bowl and as things slowly died. We talked about the local sports media and how evil it is. We did. We talked about it. They know it. They get it. It's so funny. We sit there and we talk and it's like, you're right. Yes. And I look them all in the eye and I said, this movement is what I've always wanted since I was a kid going to games with my dad. And now I have the chance to help facilitate it and grow it in a way that none of us ever thought would even be possible. We talked about how the Rays made the postseason, how the Lightning brought in their slogan, Be the Thunder, and the fan experience that they were able to build at Amalie Arena. And I said, that's what y'all have been missing. The experience. Making it an event. And it's not about clever things outside the box type thinking. It's how can you bring that type of atmosphere to a football stadium? And all I've ever heard is college and pro game, it's so different. The atmosphere is so different. Why does it have to be? And I explained my vision to them. And I love the fact that on our Facebook page, the Stick Carrier Facebook page, that somebody did a roll call of where stick carriers sit throughout the stadium. It's amazing to see how spread out we all are, but it's also amazing to see that the corner that I had already pegged as the stick carrier area has the most 119 and 121 dominate. I mean, just loaded with stick carriers. That's fantastic, because I'm going to tell you what my five-year vision is. Is that 119, 120, 121, that whole corner where the Buccaneers come out of the tunnel starts to fill up. And we continue to fill up throughout the south end zone. Somebody once compared this movement to the movie Old School. We're building a fraternity. Not a fraternity of students, but just a fraternity of people that want to have fun. Well, that's what the stick carriers are. We are a bunch of people, men, women, black, white, all over, old, young, all over the map. Okay? All over the map. With one goal. With one common interest, and that's the Buccaneers winning and us enjoying it and doing what we can to cheer them on. Yes, we have built a fraternity, and it's going to be so much fun moving forward. And if my vision plays out the way I hope it will, and with the help of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, I think it will, we can turn from 119 throughout the south end zone into what I think drives that college atmosphere week after week in those college football stadiums, and that is a student section. USF doesn't have the greatest home crowds for their football games, but, and I did resign from USF last week. I just had to. It was too much. Too much on my plate. Devastating, because I won't work with Jim Lighthall anymore, but I still work with him on a daily basis, just not on the radio anymore. But you could always tell, whether it's a big crowd or not, you could always tell if the atmosphere was going to be electric or if it was going to be dull. And what drove the atmosphere throughout the entire stadium was what took place in the north end zone, and that's the student section for USF. If those students show up, it honestly doesn't matter what the rest of the stadium looks like, because the people that are there feed off of what the students do. The student section is vital to college athletics and that college atmosphere. The stick carriers can be the student section for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. The Bucs know it, I know it, and you know it. And it might not happen this year. This is the year of growth. This is the year we take back Raymond James Stadium. We take back our stadium. But as we continue to grow, we can continue to grow those sections. And I'll give more details. I've already discussed this with the Bucs on how we can do that. Those details will probably come later in the season, because they won't be able to happen until next offseason. But just know this, that's my vision. But that's not the main announcement relating to the Bucs. I can't announce it yet because it's not finalized, but I did want to share it with you that the Buccaneers reached out, invited me to go to One Buck Place, gave us a private tour of the facility, and we talked about, really, we only talked about the stick carrier movement, what it could be, what my plans were. I told them about tailgates, game days, away game watch parties, what I'm trying to do. What I'm trying to build for all of us with the help of many, many people that are putting in hours and not doing it for a profit here. I think it's very exciting. And to look into the eyes of these Buccaneer personnel members and know that they are behind us and supporting us 100%. Is a tremendous feeling. And they, listen, and I think this is very important, and I do want to share it with you. But they even said to me, they said, we don't want to get too involved. This is your thing. You run with it. If you need anything, you let us know. That's important. Because I can, listen, there's already, the negative people are always going to be out there. But if the Bucks tried to take over and try and run with it, first off, it might not be and have the same impact. And secondly, you know, there'd be people out there that are like, ah, the Bucks are just doing this to make money. Okay. They're not. They want to just bring an atmosphere inside Raymond James Stadium. And they feel like the only way that's going to be able to happen now is with the organic growth of the stick carrier movement and through this grassroots effort and this podcast, Bucks Uncensored. So I appreciate and I thank the Bucks for having me out at One Buck Place. I appreciate the conversation. I appreciate the partnership. I appreciate the olive branch to work together in growing the stick carrier movement, and they're going, and the conversations will continue. This was just the first one, and it was a little over an hour, but the conversations will continue. They want to embrace the stick carriers, okay? They feel the same way I do. That entire stadium at Raymond James Stadium should be stick carriers. It takes time, it takes positivity, it takes excitement, it takes wins. The Bucks have to keep winning. And it takes each and every one of us to do what we did at the training camp takeover and carry our big motherfucking sticks wherever we go when it relates to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Speaking of the training camp takeover, I received just an amazing, I actually got a couple of amazing emails tonight. One of them coming from Chris Kleinman, who is the head of marketing for createandcapturenow.com. Createandcapturenow.com. I didn't realize this. And Chris, if you introduced yourself, I very much apologize. I didn't even realize you were there. Actually, now to think about it, I do think I remember you walking around with the camera. I was so out of it. I mean, I was sweating so much. My head was spinning. Seeing all these videos helps me remember because that whole day was a whirlwind to me. Chris made an amazing video. I'm going to post it on our Facebook page. I'm going to post it on my Twitter account. It is on YouTube. He took so much video of our training camp takeover, and I'm going to play the audio for it because it truly is amazing. Then we've got a lot of great Bucks takes we're going to get to as well. But just remember, before I start playing this audio, and you're going to love this, let's do it. Preseason takeover. One Buck or Raymond James Stadium. We're going to take back our stadium this season. It starts in the preseason by showing our team what we're going to do on a weekly basis. I'll have more details. I will make a Facebook event. I'll have more details on Monday's podcast of what my vision is. And I think you're all going to be very pleased with the statement we try to make during that preseason game against the Browns. Without further ado, let's go back to that training camp takeover and see what we can expect with our preseason takeover next Saturday night, Raymond James Stadium against the Browns.
It all started with a simple victory speech.
Hey, Victory Monday. Victory Monday, get in there, let's have a good fight back. Let's remember, though, when we go in there. Right back into this. Yeah. Speak yeah. softly.
That speech then turned into a chant.
Stick! Carry a stick!
A chant that turned into a movement.
We're starting something to unify the fan base, and as you can see, I think we're doing pretty well.
Join the movement! Join the movement! Join the movement! Join the movement!
The Stick Carriers.
Damn! Damn!
Are y'all ready?
What?
a movement that was started by a speech and solidified by one man, his name, Justin Pawlowski. A diehard Bucks fan with an impactful podcast that helped turn a once quiet fan base into a ravenous one.
The crowd is going nuts.
Yeah, this might be the loudest day of camp all year.
Yeah, this
maybe
be
of
incredible.
The whole time you've been here, right?
No doubt.
This is your
no
fourth
doubt.
Camp?
That's yeah, year four. One of your four.
A fan base whose voice can be and will be heard around the league. One that will strike fear into opposing teams who enter Raymond James. On August 5th, the Stick Carrier showed the NFL a taste of what is to come. Many said they've never seen such a thing before.
Man, it is crazy.
It's a crazy atmosphere
out here today. I don't know that I have experienced a training camp practice like this since I've been here.
I'm not sure there's a comparable one, period.
The turnout was so impactful, the general manager himself had something to say.
I can't say the first word. He said, holy bleep. You organized an insanely unreal group. I'm so pumped for practice.
This is a fan base that will no longer be silent.
It's real!
And it's hard not to be excited.
I think there's about three or four sections where they haven't sat down.
Yeah, and there's standing room only is full as well. It's crazy out here. This is amazing. All right,
it looks different. It feels different.
Everybody in this organization loves what the Stick Carriers are doing.
Well, my first impression, Casey, was from the parking lot when I heard, I thought it was a Premier League soccer game coming on out here. The fan base was unbelievable. So I thought the practice carried the same energy that the fans had. It was impressive.
And when it was all said and done, the Godfather himself came to address the Stick Carriers.
You guys were awesome today. I've been to a lot of million training camp practices. I've never seen one like this. Because of you guys. Hey. One time for HBO. Speak softly.
The Stick Carriers. They only have one thing in mind, and that is to carry their big motherfucking stick wherever they go.
Bucks Uncensored.
Keep the heads ringing.
It's Bucks Uncensored. Justin Pawlowski, the Commish, at Commish Online, Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. JPawlowski324 on Snapchat. You can see my entire adventure to One Buck Place on Tuesday on any of those platforms. And yeah, it's good stuff. And thanks again to Chris for making that video. I'm going to have it posted, hopefully by the time you're listening to this, on our Facebook page and on Twitter, but also available on YouTube. And the audio is phenomenal. When you watch the video with it, it's even better. All right, some Bucks takes we're going to get to. If this is your first time listening to the Bucks Uncensored podcast, welcome. Bucks takes are, this is a podcast for the fans. Usually the first half of the podcast is me talking, giving my opinion on certain things, giving updates on to what we've been working on and what events could be coming up. And the second half is typically you. Because I think that's what this movement is all about. I think the Buccaneers are realizing that that's where the what the organization should be focused on. And so what we do is we allow you to record your voice on your phone. If you have an iPhone, I do. There's a app on there automatically that says Voice Memo. You record your voice on your phone and just email it to bucksuncensored@gmail.com. bucksuncensored@gmail.com. We can hear you on here. We heard his song the last podcast. We also heard the after party at the hotel. But now, following that big party, Lou, again, a little subdued. A little subdued, Lou. So that we can
Justin Lou in Port Richey, man. I just want to say, man, I had a fabulous time, man. The party was phenomenal, man. Just fucking outstanding. Man, going out there, man, just seeing everybody, man. Howard from Atlanta, Christian, man, the 119 crew. I mean, Daniel, Al, Brandon, everybody, man. I mean, the mailman, Lisa. Dude, it was awesome, man. Seeing each and every one of you stick carriers out there, man. I can't name you all, man, because, dude, we'd be on this motherfucker for about hours, bro, for hours. But you know who you are, man. And dude, it was just like a family reunion, man. I got to say that, man. It had that feel to it, man. Just like the draft party, man. But, you know, I look forward to all the events coming up, man, and just gathering again with the fellas, man, and all our brothers and sisters. You know, let's do this, man. My wife had a fabulous time, baby. You know, I know you're listening. I love you, baby. And it was great, man. It was great. I just want to say thank you, Mesh, man. Thank you very much, man. Really appreciate it, man. I want to share a story with you real quick, man. Mesh was doing a pre-kickoff party video, man. So he's standing outside, man, and he's doing this video, man. So I come outside, man, just, you know, see if, you know, I could hype up the video a little bit, bro. So Mish puts me on, man, you know, and I was a little loud, bro. You know what I'm saying? I can be that way from time to time, you know. But behind Mish was this lady. I guess she was waiting for somebody to come out, bro. And I get loud, bro. And, you know, I'm doing this, bro. And then I notice her, bro. And she's giving me this fucking look, bro. And I realize, Lou, you're in public. You can't be fucking this loud. Dude, she's looking at me like I'm a fucking animal, man. You know, not that she's wrong, bro. You know what I'm saying? I've been called worse, bro. But you know what I'm saying, man? I can't be that loud, bro. You know, they lock me up for fucking, you know, disturbing the public, bro. You know what I'm saying? The peace, bro. Disturbing the peace, man. You know, fucking lock me up in the nut house, man. You know, but that's how she was looking at me, bro. And, you know, as soon as I quiet down, man, this poor lady coming out with a baby in her hands that's sleeping, man, you know. So I got to be more respectful, man. I'm sorry, Mish, man. I'm sorry to sports legends. But, you know, I was just trying to hype it up, man. Anyway, look, Mash, I look forward to, you know, with this unification with the What the Buck, man, the events, the tailgates, man, it's going to be fabulous, man. You know what I'm saying? We're all Bucks fans, man. We're all here for one goal, man, and that's to cheer on the Bucks, man, and make Ray J a nightmare for visiting teams, man, and amp up the fucking team when they're on the fucking field and give them that feel, man. You know what I'm saying? Like the Seattle game, the Saints game, man. You guys were there, man. You seen it, man. We can help this team win, man. We can fucking do this, man. So I know you guys are all in, man. And we're going to fucking do this, man. Dude, the USF thing, bro. I see that, man. Listen, man, I'm glad, you know, hey, you got to do what's right for you, man, and your family, man. Do it. Hey, do it, man. Mish, I'm happy for you, man. I'm happy for you. USF's got a strong program this year, man, and they're going to be fine. They're going to be fine. But let me wrap this up. B4, Bricados, Headlines Barbershop, Joe Bucks Fan, Irish Podcast, Rock Riley, Big Mother Effin Stick.com, Johnny B, Sarma, our brother. Dude, all you guys, man, thanks for making, you know, making the this happen, supporting the podcast, man. Bro, as always, speak softly and carry that big motherfucking stick.
Yeah, I definitely didn't plan to leave the USF broadcast the year they could go undefeated and has they have the best chance of a non-Power 5 conference team to make it to the playoff this year. Yeah, that wasn't part of my master plan, but when you have limited time with your daughter and the USF game broadcast, remember, two-hour pregame, hour postgame, get there early. Yeah, the full broadcast is 8 hours long. I just couldn't do that anymore on Saturdays. Loved my time with them, and who knows if I'll ever get the opportunity to work on that broadcast with them again. But at this stage in my life, especially for this year, the right move was to step away from USF and root for them from the stands. I'll try and go to a few games this season. It's just donating, or not donating because they did pay me, but dedicating 8 hours every Saturday was just a little much for me this year. Thanks, Lou, and hopefully we get y'all jacked up for later in the week. Delvin was at the party.
Hey, what's up, Bucks Bob and Justin? Great turnout at Sports Legends, man. It was fun. Brought my wife. It's her first time seeing it. First people we saw were Outlaw and Mrs. Outlaw. So that was awesome. Hanging out with them all day. Saw Lou. Lou came over, said what's up to me, said what's up to my wife. It was awesome. My wife actually loved it, man. She was saying what's up to everybody that came up to talk. You know what I mean? It was a good time, man. It was fun. So can't wait for the next event. Pluses and minuses. My plus, obviously, Vernon Hargraves, right? Beast, right? Catching that. I mean, that's just athleticism, man. He has a spark in him now. So Mike Evans and Jameis Winston, honestly, that connection's great. Clinton McDonald deserves to be up there as far as pluses would go. Doug Martin was balling out. So we'll see how that goes. I mean, hopefully he stays. I don't know. I'm so conflicted. Stay with the team. Don't stay with the team. Whatever. And then Bernard Reedy. Dude, he's challenging that fifth receiver spot. Minuses, just real quick, Caleb Benenach. Dude, you had a penalty and a sack on the same drive. Come on, Doug. Let's go. And then, obviously, oh, man, Roberto. You're killing me. You're killing me, Roberto. Anyways. Last but not least, I just want to say, relax. It's just a preseason game for everything. But you know what? Most of all, let's just speak softly and carry a big motherfucking stick, and let's just keep on going with the preseason, build this team. All right, players, later.
Player. All right, Delvin, good to have you at that party Friday night. Let's go to Joe's up next. Hey, Joe.
Justin, Joe from Paris, just got done watching Hard Knocks, man. Absolutely awesome getting to see us and hear us at the takeover, chanting through the whole thing, watching Winston's response, watching all the other players' response. Absolutely amazing, man. This fan base that you're building is by far the best thing that's ever happened to Tampa Bay. You deserve it all, my friend. Big shout out to you getting to go to One Buck Place tonight, hopefully building some big things for the future of the Stick Carriers. So I want you to know we're all behind you. Can't thank you enough for this kind of movement. And, man, go Bucks.
No, thank you. I mean, don't be behind me. Be behind each other. Let's work together to build this community the right way and reach out and continue to add to it and make people realize that this isn't about us versus them when it comes to Bucks fans. It's about us all uniting together and saying fuck you to every other team's fans throughout the NFL. Just, you know what? I just call him Kinky because his name is King Key.
Stick Carriers, what up? Mr. Pulowski, how you doing? It's King Key coming in from Hawaii, checking in. Kinky, if you're nasty. What's going on, man? First and foremost, you know what I'm saying? So fucking proud of y'all for that Stick Carrier takeover. Y'all did y'all fucking thing, man. I swear to God, I wish I was there. I'm going to try. I got to make it to the next one. Got to fucking make it, yo. Y'all, that shit looked like too much fucking fun, man. God, so proud to be a part of this thing. Yo, whoever does your fucking intro, shots to them, man. Them up. That shit, that you see how we play as a family. You see what we do as a family. That shit right there. Yo, I wait till I go to the gym before I listen to the podcast so I can get hyped, because that shit is like my pre-workout, man. Love that shit, man. Shouts to whoever does that. I just finished the preseason game, the replay. Impressed with some things we need to work on tackling. The offensive line looked good, which was what I was really wanted to see. Still got to see what Marpet looked like at center. But overall, I'm not upset about the first preseason game. It's just the preseason, whatever. Also, Aguayo got cut. Saw that. Happy for that. I can't say happy for that. I wish he would have worked out. But that pick, man, from the jump, I was like, oh, my God, we spent the second-round pick on a fucking kicker. I don't give a fuck how great he was in college. Just a second-round pick. We are a building team. Why did we take a fucking kicker? You know what I'm saying? If he goes off somewhere and he becomes an all-time great, I'm going to be fucking pissed the fuck off that he's not with us. But I couldn't stomach another season, man. I could not sit back another season watching him miss easy kicks. The shit was getting out of hand. It was the right move. Shout out to Jason Light for doing the right thing. It had to be done. Man, until next time, yo, that's all I wanted to chime in about. Everything's good, man. I love this shit. I'm so excited about this season. I'm fucking hyped, bro. I'm too fucking excited. Till next time, speak softly and carry your big motherfucking stick.
Okay, Kinky. Yeah, I call you Kinky because I'm nasty. Always good having you on. And, you know, it would have been nice had Roberto Aguayo worked it out. I just tend to disagree a little bit. I mean, he's one of the most dynamic kickers ever in college football. The Bucks needed a kicker. It was a second-round pick only because they traded up back into the second round, giving up a third-round pick and an extra fourth that they had acquired when they traded down two slots for Vernon Hargrave. So I think people are overhyping the fact that they traded up into the first round. It's just so dramatic. When you start to think about what they gave up, they really didn't give up that much. Okay. And third round picks, some work out, some don't. Technically, I mean, in essence, Aguayo was a third round pick. He didn't work out. And rather than sticking with him, having him miss field goals and lose football games, I thought Jason Light and Dirk Cutter did the right thing. And for Jason Light to say it would be a bigger mistake to keep him on the roster, that speaks volumes about my general manager, and that's why I follow the Light. Seattle is where we go next. Ricky in Seattle was at the takeover. He was at the stick carrier kickoff party, and he has a special offer. This is pretty awesome. Let's go to Ricky, who is up next with us on Bucks Uncensored.
Justin. Ricky from Seattle. Stick carriers, man, it's been a hell of a couple weeks, man. From training camp takeover to the preseason party at Sports Legends. It's been an amazing couple weeks for me. I'm sitting here packing my stuff up, getting ready to go back home tomorrow. And I've been reflecting on the good times that we've had and everything that's been going on. Listened to the podcast on Monday and heard about a fellow stick carrier who passed away suddenly, and that was kind of raw. It made touched me in the heart, man. So wanted to talk about something. You know, at Sports Legends, Justin came up to me and gave me a special autographed poster from Doug Williams and Mike Allstott for the Ring of Honor that they had, and you know, gave me a few kind words, knowing that I've been going through some tough times personally, and wanted to, you know, send me off with a special memento. And so with Justin trying to do good things here, you know, first off, I want to point out I love the way that you're taking this movement, Justin. You're doing a great job. Keep up the strong work. I support you 100%, so does my dad, and very thankful for what you've done. But you know, I want to help out with getting this donation increased for our fellow stick carrier out there. I've already made my personal donation, but with that being said, later today on Facebook, I want to do a silent auction for the poster that Justin gave me, which is authenticized and signed by, like I said, both Doug Williams and Mike Allstott. You'll see it on the Stick Carrier Facebook page. And pretty much it's going to be a silent auction. Everybody bid me whatever it is that you guys would be willing to donate to the Richard Zeller family. And whoever at the end of 24 hours after that has the highest bid, all you have to do is go to the GoFundMe page, show me that you made your obligation. We'll find a way to authenticate that, and I will ship you the autographed poster. So once again, wanted to help out fellow stick carriers. Let's make this a true family we're standing for. And once again, thank you, stick carriers. Thank you, Justin. And right back into this. Speak softly and carry that big motherfucking stick. Nailed it.
Ricky, great having you out, and what a great thing you're doing. That was a poster the Bucks gave me before they left. They were there at our stick carrier kickoff party with the certificate of authenticity. Mike Allstott and Doug Williams both signed Ring of Honor picture. We will raffle it off on Facebook, and all the money we make off of that, we will, or that Ricky has, we're going to send that right to the GoFundMe account for Richard Zeller. So awesome, awesome stuff. And like I told you on Monday's podcast, $5 goes such a long way. We're over 4,200 people on our Facebook page, and if everyone gave $5, you're talking about $20,000 that we can raise for Richard Zeller's family. Hardcore Bucks fan, leaves behind his family, died suddenly. We are over $10,100 already. And I think in the last couple of days since the last podcast, that has increased from 8,000 to over 10,000. So just tremendous, tremendous what we are showing as a community. Like I told you, this is all about us coming together. This is all about us as Bucks fans uniting with each other. This isn't about factions fighting with each other. It's about uniting. It's about coming together for a like cause and for a similar goal, and that's to help our Buccaneers win as many games as home. When our family loses a member, that's the time where we all try to step up and help that member's family out. And so $5 goes such a long way, because if you think about how many people are out there, and if people could give $5, that's less than a lunch. Just don't go out to lunch one day. It's very simple. Do what you can. If you can't give anything, I completely understand. But I'm just thinking about his children and his wife. And, you know, I think it's just human nature. You start to think about yourself and think, if something ever happened to me, I would hope that people would take care of my daughter. And so I want to do what I can to help take care of his daughter. And that's not only me making a donation. You make a donation if you want, but to try and encourage others to make donations as well, raise as much money as we can for her and for that family. Javier is up next. Hello, Javier.
Hey, Justin. Hey, stick carriers. It's me, Javier, from Panama City, Panama, and I'm sending you my buck steak. Man, it really sucks that I couldn't be there with you guys on Friday watching the game at Sports Legends. I saw all your videos and all your pictures, and the atmosphere looked amazing. It looked electric. A special shout out to the boys and shouting my name. I really miss you guys. Man, you guys are like the hype machine. If I'm ever in need of some people to get the crowd hype, I'll be calling you. Well, obviously, other than Jason. I'm sorry, Justin. He's also a hype machine. On regards to the game, it was okay. I didn't like our run defense, but I know things will get sorted out before the start of the season. It's been only one preseason game. If you are calling for Jason Light's head, you are a fucking idiot. There's no sugarcoating that. Yeah, we failed on Roberto Aguayo. It didn't pan out. We cut our losses. Now he's going to Chicago, which, last time I checked, is called the Windy City. So, good luck up there. Listen, I've been in contact with a lot of stick carriers and a lot of international stick carriers. And I know they're out there, but they never send in your buck steak. Please do. Let's hear it. We want this thing global. We want people loud as fuck around the world cheering for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. That's what I want. This team, this season, I don't know where we're going to end up, but I know all of us are going to enjoy the ride. And I know Justin has a bunch of goodies up his sleeve that he will be sharing with us soon. So stick around with us. Bring more people into the Facebook group. It's growing like crazy. I love it. I spent so much time in there. And until we meet again, support our sponsors. Visit joebucksfan.com. Listen to their podcast. And as always, we go right back into this. Habla en voz baja. Y carga un hijo de puta garrote.
All right, Javier. And we go to our final Bucks take. And that is Mike. Hello, Mike.
What up, Kamish? What up, stick carriers? It's Mike here in Wesley Chapel. Sorry I couldn't make it to Sports Legends on the 11th. I wanted to come out, but I came down with something a couple days before, and I was just too damn sick to come. Nevertheless, I watched the first preseason game against the Bengals. First teamers did well on offense. On defense, good pick by VH3. Just got to clean up that run defense, and team looks damn good out there, man. Roberto Aguayo. That saga's over, man. It's about fucking time. We just couldn't have that. Let's go, Folk. We're with you. Jason Light, let me holler at you. I followed the Light for a long time now, but I knew ever since Booger read out that card that was a grade A fuck-up. Let me tell you this, guys. Jason Light has been such a good damn general manager that he was able to completely shit the bed on a kicker pick and still have a great-ass batting average in the draft. I'm glad that saga's over, and I'm glad that we have a GM who's willing to admit the mistakes and cut the ties and just move on. So with that being said, looking forward to the next game against the Jags. Speak softly. Carry a big motherfucking stick.
At Commish Online, Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram, jpalowski324 on Snapchat. Thanks to all of the Bucks takes that came in. Our next podcast will post on Saturday. I will most likely record it Friday morning. So please make sure that you send in your Bucks takes following Thursday night's Bucks-Jaguars preseason game, and we will get ready for our preseason takeover. For those that are going, I know a lot of you maybe give your tickets away or whatnot, but if there was there's so much excitement around this team. I cannot wait to get inside that stadium and celebrate with fellow stick carriers. If you are going to the game, I will let you know exactly what is going to transpire and when it's all going to go down. And I hope that you will join us and prepare to get loud in that stadium. And it's going to start early. So I hope that you are willing to do that and be a part of this movement and continue to show our team, to show the other fans, and to show the world that the stick carriers are the next great fan base throughout the NFL. As always, again, Mondays, Wednesdays, Saturdays, three times a week, Bucks Uncensored, iTunes, Podcast Addict, or Podbean. If you want to subscribe there, you can. The podcast will automatically upload to your phone at noon on each of those days, or you can just go to joebucksfan.com first thing in the morning on any of those days. They post it there first. As always, we do go right back into this, though. In the words of the Godfather himself, Dirk Cutter, he made these words, he said these words, after their win against the Chargers last season, it led to a movement called the Stick Carriers. But instead of playing the words said by the Godfather, we will play the words of the Godfather said in a much sexier voice.
Shh, speak softly and carry a big motherfucking stick.
Man, every single time. And with that, we say, nailed it.
Stand up and shout!
Go Bucks.